And a warning before our next item, that it contains graphic descriptions of war injuries. It's from Gaza, where Hamas say that one of their senior leaders was killed in an Israeli bombing of a hospital. Another 30 people were killed in bombings earlier in the day. Hamas say that over 50,000 people have now been killed in Gaza since Israel bombed the territory after a Hamas attack in southern Israel in October 2023. Deirdre Noonan is a Canadian orthopaedic surgeon working in the European Hospital. That's a public hospital near Khan Yunus in the southern Gaza Strip. She's been telling us what she's seeing.
I'm treating patients of all ages. We have small children here. We have toddlers coming in. We have the elderly in. We have everybody in between, male and female. I'm treating some of the worst injuries that I have seen in my career, one after the other after the other. Limbs torn off of bodies, limbs crushed beyond recognition, beyond any hope of salvation here or anywhere else, regardless of the resources. I'm seeing so many patients who have injuries to multiple body systems. They come in with a head injury, an eye has been destroyed, their chest has been punctured, the abdomen organs are penetrated, and then they've got one limb that's fractured or half torn off. It's absolutely horrific.
What are you able and not able to do for these people?
We have a very good team of surgeons here. This is the surgical specialty hospital in Gaza from before. So we have very well-trained and competent neurosurgeons, vascular surgeons, general surgeons from the local staff. We also have some international staff that are here pitching in when they can. For me, I'm doing orthopedics together with the orthopedic team. We clean the wounds, we try to straighten the bones, we hold them together with pins and bars on the outside of the body so that it doesn't add to the infection risk. A lot of the time we're forced to amputate, and we have no plastic surgeon here, so these huge gaping wounds are really beyond our capabilities to manage. I'm doing what I can. I have a little bit of plastic skills, so does one of my Palestinian colleagues here. But we're overwhelmed already with the orthopedic work, and so it's hard to add that extra dimension. And we know that we are not the best people to be managing those wounds, but there's no other options. And if we don't do it right now, nobody can get to us to help us do it.
Are you able to treat people's pain?
We can at the moment. I know this is not the case in all hospitals in Gaza. Right now, we do have anesthetics and we do have analgesics.
For you, where do you stay? What do you survive and what are you able to eat while you're there?
I stay in the hospital compound. Food-wise, we brought our own dehydrated hiking food, dry biscuits, dried noodles, things that can just be prepared with a bit of hot water, some jam and peanut butter. So we're fine for the basic necessities. And then the Palestinian generosity continues unchecked. And so even though the local staff have so little with which to feed themselves and their families, they're always inviting me for dinner in the evening after dusk to break their fast. Sometimes the only thing the hospital has to provide for the staff meal is plain rice. Last night it was rice with potatoes and some tomato paste on it. So very, very basic, not nutritionally complete. If a staff member is able to go out of the hospital a bit in the day, there is still some food in the markets from the stockpiling that was able to be done during the ceasefire, but it's waning every day. The first thing that disappeared was meat, chicken. First 3 days I was in Gaza, I saw people eating meat and chicken, and that was when the new siege on all importation of any commercial items or any aid was put in place by the Israeli government. And since then, the protein sources have been less. We have just a few days of flour supply for bread left in the Gaza Strip, which is, of course, a staple.
Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunus was bombed yesterday. What about your hospital? Are you worried?
I am worried because Nasser Hospital was bombed yesterday. It was terrible news that we got. It's shaken all the people in the hospital to their core, myself included. But we all know that this is far from the first attack on healthcare in Gaza in the last year and a half or before. I've lost count, honestly, but the hundreds of attacks on healthcare facilities, healthcare workers, numerous facilities where I've worked in Gaza before have been attacked multiple times. My Palestinian friends have been killed while they're at work. So yes, we are terrified.
Can you see an end to this?
I hope so. I will not stop hoping, and I will depend on my colleagues to show me the way for that they have been through. They've been forced to survive so much more than I ever have, and they have hope. So long as they have hope, I will insist on having hope. Last night around midnight, I went to the operating room just to check in with the team, specifically because of the Nasser bombing, and I wanted to say that I was here, we're still beside them, just check how they were keeping up. And two of the nurses, I sat with them for a while, and they wanted to talk about gardens, and they were imagining the gardens that they would plant now if they could, what flowers, what trees, what fruit trees. And one of them laughed and said, "It's children's dreams," they're children's dreams held by an adult. And I think as long as Palestinians can hope, the rest of us in the world, we have no business giving up hope. We have no business giving up fighting for people's right to live.
That's orthopedic surgeon Deirdre Noonan speaking to us this morning from Gaza.